Are we on the air? Welcome. I'd like to thank all of you who tuned in to tonight's show of the Bumpin' Hour. I am your host, producer Bumpin' T. And straight to ya from Oakland, California, our guest tonight, Big Time G. We gon' keep it short but sweet, but now we gon' start this shit off. Can't understand what's going on nowadays. My community is tripping and every heart is filled with rage. And the 12 gauge, in every hand I see the 9 mil. And every youngster that becomes a baller ends up getting killed. This shit's for real, no room for joking in this lion's den. You either dig yourself or the 6 foot grave up end up in the pen. Either way it's go, this shit's for life. It's a knowing situation and you're stuck with you would die with death by the 9.
I try to seek employment but they laughing at me. I choose to become a hustler, now I got motherfuckers blasting at me. Not trying to be a kingpin, just trying to live comfortable in this fucked up society. They got me locked in. Incarceration is the last thing that's on my mind. Can't get enough work in a job, so I'm on the grind. So when I see the popo coming, I can't start running. I grab my pistol from my pocket, then I start dumping. I see my life before my eyes with no surprise. It's like he blasting, screaming, die, motherfucker, die.
Well, have you thought about going to school?
Nigga, fuck school. These teachers don't care about us, man. They treat us like we fools. I'd rather take my chances with a few keys on the flight to Texas. Flip me a few G's, come back home, cop my ass.
If that's how you rollin', you's a buster.
Well, nigga, what you expect? Conversating with this youngster.
Damn, it's a shame how the game then changed. Niggas killing each other over material things. What should we do? Teach them how to survive. We'll get back in the lives and watch them die.
Conversate with these youngsters, or we gon' kill all these youngsters.
Damn, it's a shame how the game been changed. Niggas killing each other over material things. What should we do? Teach them how to survive. Kick back and relax and watch them die.
I understand you live in Fetty G, but have you thought about all the way you brought your family?
Man, my folks ain't worrying none. I flip my mom's a benzo. I got my sister a comfortable home out in San Lorenzo. Put my cousins on my team, moving pounds of greens. And for all them haters to try to scheme, we got infrared beams.
So you consider yourself a soldier?
I can hold my own. At the age of 17, moved out my mama's home. And I ain't asking for a damn thing. It's been that way ever since.
Man, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, I know it is. It seems to me my life was hell sent. You know I hate what I'm doing, but it pays my rent. I can't depend on my congressman. These budget cuts have got me fucked. So all of my money is spent on me coming up.
But what about getting your life straight?
Nuh-uh, don't give me that role model shit. Cause I didn't even see businessmen straddling on both sides of the fence. So I'ma keep hustling these streets. Keep watching my back, especially for them crooked police. Cause ain't a damn thing funny in this land of milk and honey. Especially when this youngster ain't got no money. So if they studying me wrong, they better study long. Cause I got 17 rounds and they pointing for they dome.
So you gon' keep living like a buster?
Hell yeah, what you expect? Conversating with this youngster.
Damn, it's a shame how the game been changed. Niggas killing each other over material things. What should we do? Teach them how to survive. Get back and relax and watch them die.
We need to walk with these youngsters. We need to talk to these youngsters. Conversate with these youngsters, or we gon' kill all these youngsters.
Damn, it's a shame how the game been changed. Niggas killing each other over material things. What should we do? Teach them how to survive. Get back and relax and watch them die.